Correct. Amen. This is the first Sunday of the month, and so we will be doing different things. And I have to keep reminding myself, as well as others, that we're preaching first today. Oh, my goodness. Turn with me, or you don't have to. One scripture alone this morning, and that's John 3:16. Go ahead and put the scripture up for us, and Joey, let's all stand. And let's say it together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that whosoever believes on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You may be seated. The gospel in a nutshell. And what you say, well, does this have anything to do with Christmas? Absolutely has everything to do with Christmas. And it's that one word, he gave. He gave something to us. When you stop and think about the meaning of Christmas, you ask the question, or maybe you've asked the question, maybe not, maybe you just went along with it, but why gifts? Why do we give gifts? We know that when Christ was born, the wise men brought gifts, the gold, incense, and myrrh. And it was their way of honoring and worship of the newborn king. But the true gift and the true meaning of Christmas is the true gift that came into the world, and that was Christ the Savior. Now, I'm going to be nice, and I'm not liking the way the world is treating gifts today, especially at Christmas. And, you know, I understand there's, you know, all the things that go along with Christmas and about how, you know, some folks, if you're in a huge family, you can't afford to buy everybody something. I understand. But I think the world has gotten to a point of obligation of giving something to someone, a gift to someone, instead of truly wanting to give something. And a sacrifice being involved in giving of that something. A gift is not forced upon us. A gift is offered. And when that gift is received, it brings joy to the recipient. Have any of y'all ever received a gift that you went, what? Okay, sure. What did you do? Come on, be honest. You said, wow, that's so great. Go to yard sales this spring and, you know, to the people you give gifts and see if your gifts and you're not, you can tell if yours is one or not. I'll tell a story of my grandfather many years ago when we were kids. And apparently, I've turned into them because my kids are going, y'all are so hard to shop for, we don't know what to get y'all. I mean, I got a list. I mean, I can tell them a whole bunch of stuff, but you know, I'm not going to do that. But my grandfather, he was truly, had no idea what to get. No. And so every year you went to your default. Well, you know what the default is. It's either socks, underwear, or shirts. that wasn't in play here. So that was the default. And I'll never forget, as the shirt came, he opened it up and he says, another blankety blank shirt. I mean, you got to give the man, you know, some credit for being honest. Because it's not at Christmas. So you see, a gift is something special. And it should require sacrifice. And it should be freely received in the spirit that is given. Why did God give this gift to us? One thing, man needs this gift desperately. Out of all the things that are on our Christmas list, this is the one thing that should be, have the check mark by, because that's the one thing that we need. Now, a child or a grandfather may receive a sweater for Christmas and may not be excited about it. But that sweater is just what that child needs. I've got a lot of, I hated that transition from being a kid and getting toys to getting the things that I actually needed. Now, as time went on, I got to appreciate the socks that I would get from your mom every year. She'd always just throw socks in. And, you know, so I appreciated it. But at that point, that transition is just, well, but the things that I got, for the most part, were all things that I needed. Things I wouldn't buy for myself ordinarily. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Our sin is bringing us into condemnation. But the gift of God actually changes that. It is a life-changing gift. There are a few gifts that I've been given in my life that I think is life-changing. I can name a couple of them. Gifts that God gave me. Because, you know, you could give me a lot of money, but I'd have that spent pretty quick. And it'd be gone. I could be given a new car, and if anybody wants to, they can. But I'm not saying I wouldn't take it. A new house. All these things, I could be given these things, but eventually these things wear out. Or I pass from this life and they're no longer necessary. But the gift that God gives us changes us in such a dramatic way, in a permanent way. What is this gift? Why did God give us this gift? And that's a good question. I've been given gifts before that I've looked at and said, why did you do this? You didn't need to do this. And I don't know, there have been times that I've even argued that you shouldn't. I've learned that not to do that anymore, because someone gives a gift out of their heart and desire, I'm kind of refusing their blessing or God's way of blessing. But why did God give us this gift? And there's only one word. Love. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Now whosoever believes on Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The love of God prompted Him to give. Not because you drew up someone's name. Now, I would love to be able to give everyone a gift. I want to take this time to thank the church for the gift that you gave Terry and I for Christmas. And I wish that I could give you in time. There are more of you than there are of me and Terry. It's not possible. But love is a gift that can... Love is a motivator for a gift. To give something, someone you love. There needs to be more of that kind of giving at Christmas if we're accurately going to show what Christ did for us through Christmas giving. The love of God prompted Him to give. His love for us forced an action towards us. Why? God's gift. Because God had a plan. God had a plan. A plan that would bring sinful humanity in communion with a holy God. He wanted us back. He wanted us back. He wanted us to have fellowship with Him again. And in our state, He couldn't. Do you know someone who is so far away, that is so out into the world, and your fellowship, your communion, your relationship with that person is broken because they're so far away from where God wants them to be? and where you desire to be. And that hurt that's in the inside when you come to realize that you can no longer have fellowship with that person. God looks down upon us with love. And He sees and desires that same fellowship that they had back in the Garden of Eden. That's what He desires. And in His love for us and His desire for us to be with Him again, He developed a plan. And it was God's pleasure and His will to execute that plan. A plan that would show us just how much He loved us. And isn't that what we want to show people, that we love when we give gifts? We want to show them how much we love them. It allowed God to express His love to us. You remember when the Samaritan woman questioned Jesus, His intentions about to reach out to her? He said, "Why are you talking to me?" Christ said, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that says, give me to drink, you would have asked Him and you would have given you living water." He said, if you just knew who you was talking to, you wouldn't have asked. You would have asked for living water. I'm asking for physical water, but I'm willing to give you some water that will give you life eternally. And here's the kicker. Just who's for this gift? Who's this gift for? I'm sorry. The whole world. For God so loved the whole world. It wasn't this planet, this dirt that we all walk on. He's talking about world in the sense of everyone that He created. You, me, everyone we know, everyone that has ever been born. He did it for the whole world. So why in the whole world going to accept His gift? Because it is for whosoever believeth. It's a gift that is given only by those who believe that the gift is real. And the person who is giving it is real. You have to believe. And for those who believe, He offers this wonderful gift. He offers it for not just the good people, not just those who do all the right things and live their life really in a good way. He gives this gift to people who have not lived their lives in the right way, who have never, maybe who have never turned to God for anything. Maybe they've turned to sex, drugs. Maybe they've turned to alcohol. Maybe they turn to all sorts of different things in this world for their happiness and for what they think will be a wonderful gift in their lives. Just turns to find out that these gifts were so unsatisfying and destructive. But God's gift, when received by someone who believes in Him, God's gift so different than that gift, because it's eternal. Dan, I'm sorry, you don't deserve that gift. Sorry. And as bad as Charles is, however you want to look at it, he don't deserve it either. And I don't deserve it. None of us deserve that gift. And it doesn't matter if you go down the streets and that homeless, broken down drug addict who has no one, has done terrible things in their life, has no one to love them. There is one that has loved them enough to send His Son to die for them, and He's offering them a gift of eternal life. It doesn't matter who you are and what you've done in this life. That gift is for everyone. Now, when we go to give gifts at Christmas, do we just give to those that we like and not the ones that we don't like? Oh, did I just say that? Are we willing to give gifts to our enemies? Give gifts that they truly need? I guess I need to talk about the gift itself. You know, the gift, and I struggle with this. I know it's a technicality, but that's just the way my brain works. What is the gift? Is the gift everlasting life? Or is the gift himself Christ? You see, the ultimate gift, God already had provided everlasting life for us until we separate ourselves. That's already been in place. But the gift that God gave was His only begotten Son. That's the true gift that we believe in and that we receive. And once we receive Him, then guess what? We'll have everlasting life. He says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." The gift is the everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. Therefore, by the offense of one, judgment came into all men to count condemnation. Talk about what Adam did in the Garden of Eden. Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. The Lord gave Himself for us. He gave Himself to redeem us, to buy us back, to make us worthy. In this state, a sinful state that we were in, we could never enter the gates of heaven because no sin can enter into them. He can't abide. So He made us worthy to justify us. The sin that we had, it had been paid for. It had been justified. It had been put aside. It was no longer going to keep us from heaven. God's precious gift was given in a special way. It was a gift that was planned. It was a gift that was wrapped in flesh. And it was a gift that was given with love. That's the gift. Him. And because if you believe in Him, put your trust, your faith in Him, then you'll reap the rewards, the benefit of what He brings to the table, and that's redemption. And that is being able to drink freely of the river, the water of life. He'll give us we'll get our tickets to when we leave this life, to enter into the gates of heaven, to be with Him. He's going to create a whole new world. He's going to give us new bodies. And in those new bodies, we'll live forever. Sounds like a good deal, doesn't it? It took me over a year to come to the conclusion that I wanted to accept it, and I still don't know why. And there are millions and millions of people who are hearing that same message about that gift that God gave. Over and over again, people will read John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." They hear it, but they never act upon it. How hurt would you be if you had a gift that you were giving somebody, a very special gift? A very special gift. And you poured your heart and your soul into acquiring or making that gift. And then so you get ready to present it, and they say, "I don't want that." How hurt would you be? But that happens every single day, every single minute. When the gospel is presented to someone's heart, and they say, "No, I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't believe that." How hurt is our Lord and Savior? Now look, I'd have packed up a long time ago if it was me. And God, I would have said, "Forget them. After all that I did, I gave him, after all the suffering Christ did on the cross, that's it? No more. But he loved us. No, correct that. He loves us. So what do we say in the gift? Did we receive that gift? I did. Best gift I've ever been given. Do we receive him? Do we say, thanks? That's exactly what I need. I hope and pray that in this Christmas season that we won't nonchalantly just give and gift and give and gift, that we truly love those in which we desire to give gifts, and that we will take the gifts seriously. You say, well, why? Because ultimately, if we're going to be doing this Christmas thing, where we give gifts, the only way we can truly justify it is to be able to say we're showing Christ in our actions. And I hope that when we give gifts, that we show Christ in our actions. And that it models the gift, the reasons for the gift that God gave us. So my question is today, as we prepare for an invitation, have we received that gift? Let's all stand. Have we received that gift? I hope everyone in here has done that. Hope everyone that's listening to me has, but the odds say that probably someone hasn't. They heard about the gift. They heard about everything there is. Maybe they know everything about it. But they never at once said, Jesus, I want you to come into my heart and my life. I want to have that gift that you're offering me. I believe you. I trust you in my life. If you have never done that, can I tell you something? It'll be the best Christmas gift that you ever receive in your life if you'll do that today. Because right now, the Holy Spirit, I believe, is dealing with you, wanting you to come and offering that gift to you. And if you have received that gift, it's up to us during this, especially during this season when we are saying that we are celebrating, promoting Christ and what He's done for us. That gift-giving will be important in how we show how God loved us. That He